trying to understand this podcast thing. My name is Mark Douglas. I currently live in London, Ohio. I am originally from Maryland. Joined the Air Force back in May of 1997. Spent 20 years in the United States Air Force. Retired. And when did I retire? May 31st, 2017 was actually my last day. But, July 31st, 2017. It's crazy. I didn't remember my retirement date. But yeah, July 31st, 2017, I completed my 20 years and 2 months in the United States Air Force, which happened to be one of the greatest accomplishments that I've ever done. You know, life was great. You know, as a child, you know, I had two parents, mother and a father. I was raised in a two-parent home. My parents always, I'm not gonna say we had a lot. We didn't have much, but I didn't know what poor was. I was a little kid. Only thing I knew was I'm going outside to play. I didn't think about anything else. I was so big on sports. It was just sports, just basketball, football, baseball, you name it, I can play it. You know, and that's just how I felt. Because I have this God-given athletic ability that I don't think I use properly. Excuse me. I don't think I use properly, but I just do. Sports is something that I just know I can do. I know I can play. I'm very competitive, and I consider myself the greatest athlete to ever live. Better than Bo Jackson. Trust me. That's how I just feel about myself, you know. But I'm a huge Washington Redskins fan. I'm a huge Washington Bullets, Boston Wizards, whatever fan. I am definitely a Baltimore Orioles fan. I'm a Cal Ripken fan to the T. You know, and it's crazy because, you know, everybody Washington Nationals. My parents love the Nationals. Me, I can't do it. I wasn't born when the Washington Senators were here, so I understand being from the DMV area, I should switch over, but no, I'm good. Well, being from the Maryland, D.C. side of it, you know, Baltimore is totally different, you know, but I've always been an O's fan, and I will continue to be an O's fan. Just can't change that in me, you know. People have tried, but I will not allow it, but I'm a father of two girls. I had a daughter who graduated this year, 2020 senior. Man, it's been a rough year for these kids, man. It's been rough for the last, I don't know, when was Columbine? Was it 96 or something like that? 97, 96, 97? When was Columbine? It's been rough since then, man. These school shootings and the different feelings and emotions that these kids go through, the changes, the bullying, it's just, I don't, like, something needed to, not this pandemic, but it's like, it has been, it's like you scared to send your kids to school, you know. It's like, man, you know, like, when these school shootings, and one hit very close to home for me, because one happened in Maryland, Great Mills High School in Maryland, and the young man that got shot is believed to be my cousin. You know, I don't know him. I know his father's father, whatever. You know, he's a youngin'. I've been out away from Maryland since I was 19 years old. And I know my immediate family. Like, I know my you know, first cousin, second cousin, aunt and uncle, things like that. But the list goes on and on and on. As people having kids, you know, it's like, man, you start to lose track. You don't need no kids' names, but I didn't know the young man, but I got the phone call talking about it. And then I had, at the same school, had my cousin, I had another cousin who had kids who went to that school. It was like, they showed up late for school that day. I remember him telling me they showed up late for school that day. You know what I mean? So, but, yeah, man, it's been rough, you know, and these kids, 9/11, you know, this one, they were either, they were born or they were in the womb, or, you know, being made, whatever you want to call it, however you want to say it, you know, It's just been 18 years. It's like 19 years, whatever you want to call it. It's been rough, man. And these kids have, like, I listened to the commencement last night from President Barack Obama, the former president, yeah. And, you know, I listened to him last night, and it's like, you know, it's like these kids have already grown up. You know, these kids have, they've taken what's going on in the world and what's going on in life, and they use it to their advantage. Like, you know, for us, it was all about, you know, go to school, get a good job, get, you know, go to college, get a good education, get a good job after you get out of college. Now, there's so many outlets for kids. There's so many outlets. You do not have to sit there and be in school. You don't have to be in college. You don't have to do none of that. There's so many outlets. These kids have so many great ideas. They're the future. You know, they are the future, like we were the future 20-some years ago. You know, they are the future. And you want them to, you know, do their best. But us as parents, we also have to support whatever decisions these kids choose to make. Now, I'm not going to say that my child, whatever she decides to do, I am going to support her. You do not have to support your child if you don't want to. But without supporting your kid and the decisions that they make, it really hinders their ability to perform at a high level, I would think, because I believe that they would want you there to support them. They would want you there to be behind them in whatever decision they make. You know, and it's, I'm not going to say it's hard to tell kids no these days, because it's definitely not hard to tell kids no. It's just, when they get to, you have to, we made mistakes. Let's let the kids make mistakes. You know, you can't control their every single move. They're going to do certain things that you do not like, you do not condone of, but you cannot stop their every move. You know, what, you going to keep them in the house locked up? No, that's not right. You know what I mean? We've made mistakes. Trust me, it is a rough world. It's a tough world out here, and you want to protect your kids. But your kids are going to make mistakes. You just got to believe that your kids are going to, they know right from wrong. If you train them up correctly, train up a child in the way that should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. It's in the Holy Word. As a parent, you just have to be able to raise your kids the right way. You raise, as long as you feel in your heart that you raised your kid the right way, and you giving them basic instructions before leaving earth. If you giving them that, and basic instructions before leaving earth is the Bible. You know, life is all in the Bible. Everything about life is in the Bible. Throughout any situation you are going through, it is in the Bible. And people like to say that, I'm not going to really get into it. I'm really not going to get into it right now. But everything you want to know about life, it's in the Bible. And that's what you got to be able to teach your kids, you know, for them to understand that, you know, in trying times and things get hard, there's a higher power. Now, we may not all believe in the same. You know, I believe in the one true God. You believe in what you want to believe in. This is me talking right now. Okay, but as far as me talking, like, I let them know there's someone greater that loves them more than me. That's what I tell my kid. There's someone greater that loves you way more than me. And I'm here for you, but he's always going to be there for you no matter what. Always. You can always call out to him. You know, like you tell your kids, I'm always going to be there. I'm always going to be there. But we know, in fact, that it may not be possible. That may not be possible. You never know what tomorrow holds. So teach your kids to always know that there's someone greater that loves you. You know, but cherish every moment with your kids. Love every moment with your kids. Enjoy life with your kids. This pandemic has really set us back. Social distance is kind of cool for me, because being around people is, it's cool, but I don't like being around a lot of people. I love chilling. I'm old now. You know, I'm 42 years old. When I was a youngin', 18, 19, in the service, starting out, doing different things, I would party all night long and get up and go to work like it's nothing the next day, play sports like it's nothing the next day. I mean, Friday nights used to be so crazy, wake up Saturday morning, go to the gym just to sweat off all the alcohol. That's how it was for us, you know. And but as of right now, life is going well, you know. But just like I said, daughter graduating. I got my other daughter, she's 15 years old, graduated 2023. Just a guy who decided that he wanted to take a shot at this podcast thing, just to speak his mind, you know. We all have a truth that we like to talk about, you know. We all have different thoughts and opinions that run through our head, and we just, sometimes you need to, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, like, sometimes you just need to speak what's going on, you know, because you never know who needs to hear it. You never know who's going through the same thing that you're going through. That's why in church, testimonies are huge. Now, I'm not the one who loves to stand up and give testimonies. And this may, doing this podcast right now, may give me the courage to stand up and give testimonies. You know, because sometimes you just don't want to stand up. Even though God's done great things for you and you should praise him and you thank him for the things that he does for you. And you do praise and thank him for everything that he's done for you. But sometimes you need to do it openly. And I learned that from one of my captains in the Air Force when he said it. Sometimes you just say it openly. You need to thank him out loud. You just can't just say it in your heart. He knows your heart, but sometimes you say it out loud. So saying it out loud of what you went through and how God has brought you out, you never know who else is going through that same situation. So be ready. God's put you there for a reason. So you got to understand why you're there. And understand why you're there. And then do what God tells you to do and speak. And because somebody else needs to hear your words. Because it encourages others. And I've been one of those who have been encouraged by listening to other people's testimonies. So that's how I feel. That's just my opinion of it. That's how I feel about the situation. But yeah, I'm not going to hold you guys long. I just wanted to test this out, test the waters out. But like I said, 42 years old, trying this podcast thing. Call that thing ATM because I'm trying to give you straight cash, homie. That's that Randy Moss, straight cash. But, yeah, like I said, senior, graduated 2002. She was born, graduating 2020. My other baby graduated 2023. She has some great, she's an artiste, too. We'll talk about that another day. I'm going to get her on this podcast because, yeah, I think she'll be, yeah. I'm going to interview her one day on this podcast. I may interview both my babies at the same time, but kids say the darnest things, but teenagers say the darnest things as well. So it'd be good to listen to them because they give you a different perspective on life. You know, when we were teenagers, it's totally different than what they're going through now. We've done some of the same things they're doing, but it's totally different being a teenager now with these phones and all this technology, you know, so it'd be good to, you know, hear their points of view on how they view the world and how they view life, how they view school, how they plan on, well, I'm not going to say the future, but like how they, we'll get to it. It's a lot to it. It's a lot going on. But I just wanted to test the waters. Hey, I just want to test the waters. But anyway, I'm going to get off this thing, man. This is Mark Douglas signing off. Appreciate y'all. One.